paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone and welcome back to another edition of a listener minisode. Of course, with Halloween now being out of the way, we revert back to one minisode per week, for now. And before we get to today's minisode, of course, we need to say a big thanks to our Patreons. Our guys over at Patreon learnt a few little things that will take place during Season 18, which is only a few weeks away. So don't forget, if you'd like to become a member of Patreon, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And of course, if you have your own paranormal experience, email it across to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But let's jump right into this minisode, which has been sent to us by our listener, Lauren. And Lauren writes, "Hi Kev, I've been listening to The Dark Paranormal and Dark Bites for a few years now, and I absolutely love it. After hearing so many different experiences, I finally decided to jot down some of my own, some that I feel are paranormal. I'm a skeptic by nature, so I don't deny there could be plausible explanations for many of these experiences, but I am at a loss on what could have caused some of them. It's a lot of bits and pieces that happened here or there, some I remember in more detail than others. So I'll start with my earliest experiences and work up to present day. In the early 2000s, my mum, brother and I moved into a new home. I'll preface this by saying this is the experience that I remember the least, but I do vividly remember the feeling of the house. The feeling, as cliche as it sounds, felt unimaginably heavy, dark. In my day-to-day life, it felt like there was a constant presence of something ominous, like I was always being watched. I'd ignore it and try to go about my day-to-day life. The most unnerving area of the house for me was the lower level. This was where the washer and dryer were located. It was one of those situations where if I was doing laundry, I'd put my clothes in as fast as possible and then run up those stairs. It always felt like someone was behind me, watching me. The only way I can describe it is again a dark, heavy, evil feeling. I started seeing shadows in the corner of my eye. Again, for the most part, I ignored this, and I told myself it was all in my head. Until one day. I was in my bathroom getting ready to go out with friends. The door to the bathroom is behind the sink and mirror. So if you were standing in the doorway, I'd be able to see you in the mirror where I was stood doing my hair. Well, I heard our floors creak and saw a dark figure walk past behind me in the reflection of the mirror. Thinking it was maybe my mum, I popped my head out to say something, only to find the hallway completely empty. It sent a chill right down my spine, because not only did I see the silhouette of a human walking past me in the mirror, I also heard them on the floorboards. This is when I started believing that maybe it wasn't all in my head. I began waking, feeling terrified in the middle of the night, and in my teenage years, the logical thing to do seemed to be to hide my head under the covers until I fell back asleep. The feelings of terror grew and grew, and on one particularly bad night, I decided there was no way I could sleep alone. Despite being too old to run to my mum, I did just that. I decided to muster the courage to fight the fear and get out of bed and go into my mum's room. I got up and opened the door to go down the hallway, and I screamed when I saw a figure in the hallway. Imagine my fear as I heard a scream repeated back at me and as my eyes adjusted, I realised it was my mum. We'd met each other in the hallway at the exact same time, in the middle of the night. After we'd calmed down and nervously laughed off giving each other an unintentional, albeit very intense, scare, she told me she was up because she had a bad feeling and she felt like she needed to check on me. She'd been coming out of her room to make sure I was okay. And that's when my stomach sank. Why was she feeling so worried about me whilst, unknown to her, I was in bed, practically paralysed with fear? Needless to say, we were both so spooked, I slept with her the rest of the night. The next day, I finally told my mum everything I'd been feeling. She confessed she'd been feeling the same thing. We decided the best thing to do is to pray. We kept these things between ourselves, agreeing that we didn't need to share this with anyone else, including my brother. I spent lots of nights praying for protection, praying for relief from the feelings of fear, and months passed. During this time, while I saw shadows out of the corner of my eye and the feelings of deep-rooted fear persisted, nothing notable occurred. And then a day came that my mum came to talk to me. I could see she was extremely shaken up. And she shared with me that she'd gone into my older brother's bedroom to put laundry away whilst he was out with friends. And she'd found extremely disturbing drawings and writings on his desk. Page after page of demonic-looking drawings. Creepy, unsettling phrases like, "The devil is my friend," printed on them. During this time, if my brother wasn't out with friends, he was either fighting with my mum or shut up in his room, curtains drawn, and he'd became withdrawn. Initially, we'd brushed it off as being an age-appropriate teenage behaviour. But after finding those drawings, both mum and I had a sinking feeling that either he'd brought something into the house with whatever weird things he'd been doing, or that whatever was in the house had somehow gotten to him. Because of their tumultuous relationship they had at that time, my mum wasn't able to get much out of him whenever she'd try to talk. This next part is something I desperately wish I could remember more detail about. I don't know why I can't remember what scared me so badly, but I do remember there was a day I was home alone, and I remember being in my room, listening to music, enjoying my own company, and something spooked me. I vividly remember being so scared I sprinted out of the house, my heart pounding, tears streaming down my face. I hurriedly called my best friend on my cell phone, begging her to come and sit with me outside until my mum got home. Whatever happened scared me that bad, I refused to go back in the house. But to this day, I cannot summon the memory of what caused me to behave that way. I just absolutely remember feeling horrified, vulnerable, and entirely unsafe. This was the point where all of this began feeling even more raw and even more real. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When Halloween comes around, you know the busy holiday season is upon us, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for every last person on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that are so unique, you're basically buying a feeling with the gift. Would you like to give someone the gift of, "They know me so well"? The gift of, "This is exactly what I want"? Because if you do, then Uncommon Goods is for you. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable items. I've personally ordered a beautiful-looking hand-blown glass ball called a wishing ball. And the lucky person receiving that gift is the person that everyone finds difficult to buy for, but not at Uncommon Goods. And when you do shop at Uncommon Goods, not only do you support the artists and small independent businesses, but with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. And they've already donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Now, my mum was recently divorced from my dad, so money was tight, and this is a big reason why we stayed put in that bizarre home. But the straw that broke the camel's back was my grandma. She called my mum one morning and described a dream she had. She said in the dream, she was in our home, standing in the living room looking down the hallway. And she saw a giant black figure, slowly moving down the hallway towards her. The dream terrified her, although nothing more happened than her seeing the figure in the dream. She called to tell my mum that it made her feel like we were unsafe in that house, and that she wasn't going to tell us about it, but after she prayed on it, she decided she needed to. Keep in mind, we hadn't shared our experiences with anyone. My grandma would have had no idea what had been going on in that house. As soon as my mum got that call, we moved as soon as we could to a new home. And since we moved out in about 2010, that house has gone on the market every couple of years. It's about a mile and a half up the road from my current home, so I do still drive by on occasion. I've always wanted to knock on the door and ask the people living there now if they've experienced anything that seems paranormal. But I don't think I ever would, only because I know how unhinged that would all sound. That being said, no one ever seems to stay there longer than a couple of years. And I can't help but have the feeling that whatever was in that home when we lived there is still there occupying it. The house that I'm currently living in is the house we moved into following the haunted house from my previous experience. We all lived there for the remainder of my teenage years, and when I was 20, I moved out and lived in a few different apartments. Fast forward, present day, and I now rent this home from my mum, who currently lives in a different home. It's just me and my 7-year-old daughter here. Shortly after my mum moved out of this home, and I moved back in 2020, I was laying in bed, and I felt my bed sink near my feet, like my dog had climbed up to lay with me, which was a very common occurrence. After a few minutes of not being able to fall asleep, I sat up and reached down to pet her, only to find that my dog wasn't there. I don't know what had sat on my bed to create that feeling, but when I mentioned it to my mum the next day, she said, "Oh, don't worry about that. I felt that for years living there, and whatever it is must be harmless, because I've never felt scared." I kind of believe this for the most part, although it's still hard to not feel uneasy when it happens. Another night, again in 2020, my daughter was 3. She asked to sleep with me, and we were lying in bed facing each other, talking as we relaxed and got closer to sleep, when she says, "Mom, there's something behind you." "What is it, baby?" I asked her, trying to sound calm and unbothered, despite the fact my heart was starting to pound. And in her tiny toddler voice, she kept saying, "Mom, it's behind you. It's big and dark." I turned around to look and saw nothing, but she was insistent something was there. I ended up telling her that sometimes it's easy to imagine things in the dark, and that nothing was there, and we ended up falling asleep. But I was so scared, and I still don't know what she saw that made her so insistent that something was behind me. Small things happened over the next couple of years, like lights being turned on or off, maybe the occasional shadow. But for the most part, I feel very safe and secure here. If there is some type of presence, well, it certainly doesn't feel bad. It seems to just exist here. Come 2022, I started dating my now partner. One of the first nights he stayed the night with me, we woke up in the morning, and he told me my daughter had been bothering him during the night. Confused, I asked what he meant. He said she kept grabbing his feet, sitting on the end of the bed. Now, I'm a light sleeper, and after spending a few years as a single mum, I always will be, and I always listen for my daughter. I always want to make sure I'm alert and there to take care of her. And I wake up anytime she's up during the night. So I told him she hadn't been up through the night. And when my daughter woke up, I asked her if she slept well and if she'd gotten up during the night. And she insisted she had slept well and had never came into my bedroom. I shared that information with my boyfriend, and I reluctantly told him there was something in the house. Something that sits on my bed and does little things with lights. And he laughed at me. He said he's not afraid of a stupid ghost. That it's all BS and he doesn't believe any of it. And it was that moment, the one and only scary experience I've had here occurred. We heard a large clatter in the kitchen. When I went out to check what the commotion was, several items, including papers, my daughter's iPad, which was in a heavy-duty silicone case, and therefore could not have slipped off the counter, and many other items, had been tossed off the counter onto the floor. The iPad itself was about 10 feet away from where it had been sat. There is no possible way it could have fallen that distance, even slipping from the counter. To this day, my partner no longer mocks whatever ghost is in my home and has admitted to me there may be something weird here. Once again, I don't feel threatened or scared living here, and I almost found it comical that something so dramatic happened just as my boyfriend was running his mouth. Things are mild here. Nothing more than the small occurrences that I've described, and we have no intention of leaving. It's a very pleasant change of pace from that previous home. Hopefully, I've included enough detail to make sense. I wrote this quickly on my phone whilst on my break at work. I'm happy to answer any questions that may come up or provide clarification if needed. I have a couple of other small experiences that I may send in at a later time. But that traumatizing house from my teenage years is absolutely the worst of it all. I don't think I will experience anything that instills fear into me the way the years of that house did. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these experiences. Thank you so much for taking the time to read this and for providing a supportive space for people to share these experiences. Stay safe and take care, Lauren. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for sharing your experience for this week's Dark Minisode. And I can't take all the credit for creating this safe space. You guys have created this yourselves. I'm serious when I say this is your show. We're just exceptionally fortunate that our listener base is so empathetic to each other's stories and experiences. And in regards to wanting to know my thoughts on your experience, Lauren, well, I thought they were terrifying, in truth. I thought the most terrifying part of the entire email was your grandmother getting in touch to say, I've had a dream where I don't think your house is safe because it featured this figure. a figure she was not only aware had already been seen, but she was also not aware there was anything wrong at all with the house. That, for me, sent a chill down my spine. But genuinely, thank you for sharing your experience with the show. And you do mention potentially sending other experiences through. Well, please do, Lauren. And that goes for anyone who has their own experience. Send it on to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And I think that wraps things up for this minisode. And I'll speak to you all next for our penultimate episode of Season 17 on Friday. Until then, stay safe and take care.